Chapter 9.
How could I be so careless?
Renoir yelled. A dozen well-armed dwarves stood nearby, awaiting orders. Nath Dragon had escaped. How he'd escaped, Renoir could not figure. Every dwarf in all of Morgdon knew who he was. Every dwarf in Morgdon knew that he was not supposed to leave. Every dwarf was to keep an eye on him when another wasn't. But like a ghost, he'd vanished. Renoir rammed his head into a stone wall.
I can't believe it.
He rammed it again.
Knock some sense into yourself,
he said. The other dwarfs did the same.
Stop it, dwarfs. We don't all need our melons damaged. We'll be needing all of our wits to track him down.
He tugged at two fistfuls of beard. Renoir had thought he'd had it all under control, but he'd miscalculated. Nath had gotten into his sack and taken some potion. What they did, Renoir didn't know, but one of them had to be the cause of all this. His investigation revealed a few other things. A small fire-breathing bat was said to have been seen. Another one, as big as a large cat, was found burnt to a crisp. It had to have been Nath, because no one had ever seen a fire-breathing bat before. But with the Festival of Iron, anything could happen. But that wasn't what haunted him most. It was what Nath's father, the grandest creature he'd ever seen, said the last time he saw him.
I'll keep him alive, Your Majesty,
Renoir had promised. Nath's father had replied,
I'm not worried about him dying. I'm worried he'll turn evil.
Nath turning evil? It didn't seem possible. But the Dragon King's words had shaken his very core.
Get your horses, dwarfs. Get your horns as well. He's got a 3-day start and could be anywhere in the world. The one that finds him gets a trunk full of gold.
Renoir was the last one out of the gate, as they all exited with dwarfin song and cheer. Renoir took a deep breath as he watched them go, remembering another thing Nath's father had said.
If we lose him, it will begin another dragon war.